This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Mosquitoes in Fort Collins have tested positive for West Nile virus. Warmer weather leads to increased mosquito activity along the Front Range. These are the first mosquitoes to test positive in Colorado this year. The state has not seen any human cases of West Nile. Much of the western slope and Colorado's high country are now under strict fire rules. That includes parts of Eagle, Garfield, Mesa, Pitkin, and Summit counties. Stage 1 fire restrictions means no fireworks and no fires outside of designated areas at campgrounds. Cameras around Colorado read your license plate and can trigger police investigations. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports new data from the surveillance network Flock has also been used in immigration investigations.
Denver officers have not used the cameras to aid ICE investigations directly. But up until April, the license plate data Denver collected could have been used by local law enforcement agencies nationwide. Some of those out-of-state police were working on immigration enforcement. Loveland was the only Colorado police department who cited ICE as a reason for a Flock search. An ATF agent had accessed the city system, 9 News reported. Now Denver says it only shares its data with Colorado jurisdictions. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Denver's Pride Parade will see some big crowds and closed streets this morning. The parade steps off at 9:30 at 17th Avenue in Franklin. Denver's Pride Fest continues today at Civic Center Park. This is CPR News and KRCC.